So let's review. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Eidus HaMachesh Azu Azu Bibidikas, K'shei Rabbi Dina Mamanas. In monetary cases, if the witnesses contradict each other in the details of the loan, but there is no contradiction in the time and place, we combine their testimonies and their eidus is valid. However, bedin nefashis aim and starf in the capital cases, even if the witnesses contradicted each other in only the details of the incident, we do not combine their testimonies and their eidus is not valid. Rava says that Rabbi Huda's ruling, kesher bedin mamnes, applies only to echad aimer ba'arnaki shechera, ve'echad aimer ba'arnaki levana mitstarfin. Only if the contradiction is in the color of the purse. One aid said a black purse, while the other said a white purse. We combine their testimonies because, as Rashi explains, to lav be'ikar gufa eidus miskachshi. The contradiction is not in the main detail of their testimony. Aval echad emimana shachar ve'echad emimana lavin ein mitstarfen. If the contradiction is in the color of the actual money, one aid said dark, older coins, while the other said lighter, newer coins, we do not combine their testimonies because hoylo be'ikar gufa eidus miskachshi. The contradiction was in the main detail of their testimony. The Nardoi disagree and say, even if the contradiction is in the color of the actual money, we do combine their testimonies. The Gemara explains that the Nardoi hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's interpretation to the following machlekes b'sham u'b'sil. Loi nechleku b'sham u'b'sil al shtei kiti eidim she'achas emeris mona v'achas emeris masayim she'esh b'chla masayim mona. There's no machlekes, and all agree in the case of two sets of eidim. One set says that a person owes only one mana, while the other set says that he owes two mana. The person must pay one mana, because there is no hakrasha, since the testimony of two mana also includes a testimony for one mana. And both sets testify that he owes at least one mana. Aman nechleku al kat achas, she'echad eme mana ve'echad eme masayim. The machlekes is in the case of one set of eidim, in which one eid says one mana, while the other eid says two mana. The b'shamei hold nechlekai dusan. These eidim do not combine to form an eidus of one mana because they do contradict each other. While the Basil hold, these eidim do combine for an eidus of one mana because yesh b'chla masayim mana. They both testify to one mana, and even though there is a contradiction in the main detail of the loan, the actual money, nevertheless the Basil concur with the Nardoi that mitzdarfen. Now the Gemara compares din mamanis to din nefashis, and the equivalent of echad emir ba'arniki shacharim ve'echad emir ba'arniki levana in din mamanis is echad emir kelev shacharim ve'echad emir kelev levanim in din nefashis, the color of the ritzach's clothes. And the equivalent of echad emir mana shachar ve'echad emir mana lavan in din mamanis is echad emir besayef harga ve'echad emir ba'aridin harga in din nefashis, the weapon used. Now, since Rabbi Yehuda said kesher bedin mamnis or mitzdarfen, he implied that the equivalent bedin nefashis would be besula or ein mitzdarfen because din nefashis are mochamer, more stringent. Therefore, according to Rava, that bedin mamnis echad emi ba'arniki shcharei ve'echad emi ba'arniki levanim mitzdarfen, then bedin nefashis echad emi kelev shcharei ve'echad emi kelev levanim ein mitzdarfen. And since bedin mamnis echad emi mana shachar ve'echad emi mana levan ein mitzdarfen, then certainly bedin nefashis echad emi besayif haragu ve'echad emi ba'aririn haragu ein mitzdarfen. If so, we must say that Rava disagrees with Rav Chisda, who ruled that Echad Emir Kelev Shacharim Be'Echad Emir Kelev Levanim Hareza Nachin or Mitzdarfen, and Echad Emir Besayef Haragu Be'Echad Emir Baririn Haragu Ein Zeh Nachin or Ein Mitzdarfen. However, according to the Nardai, who hold Bedin Amamanis Afila Echad Emir Mana Shachar Be'Echad Emir Mana Levan Mitzdarfen, then we could say that only in the equivalent of this case Bedin Nefashas Echad Emir Besayef Haragu Be'Echad Emir Baririn Haragu Ein Mitzdarfen. But in the case of Bedin Nefashis, Echad Emir Kelev Shacharim, Echad Emir Kelev Levanim, Mitzdarfen, and so the Nardoi can agree with Rav Chisda. The next Mishnah continues with the procedures of Edin Mamanis. Tzak the Mishnah, calls man shemevi raya seisur es adin. If after Bezdin issues the psak, the verdict, the losing party brings a raya, a document of proof, Bezdin reverses the psak and rules in his favor. However, amrulai, kal raya sheyesh lecha havi mikan at shleishim yayim. If Bezdin gave him a 30-day deadline to provide all his proofs, it depends. Matzah b'teich shleishim yoyim seiser. Lacha shleishim yoyim ein seiser. If he provides proof within the 30 days, Bezdin accepts these proofs and reverses the psak. But after the 30 days elapsed, Bezdin does not accept these proofs because we suspect them to be false since it's after the deadline. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees and holds la'acha shleishim yoyim seiser. Even if he provides a proof or eidim after 30 days, Bezdin does accept these proofs and reverses the psak, because he is not at fault if he cannot locate them before 30 days. Similarly, Amalei havi eidim v'amar ein li eidim. Amar havi raya v'amar ein li raya. Ola'ach hazman hevi raya v'matzeh eidim, harizeh ein neklum. If Bezdin told the losing party to provide witnesses or proof, and at first he admitted that he had none, but then afterward he did provide witnesses or proof, they're worthless, because as Rashi explains, Sharei Amar Ainli, Bechashina Shemizayif Vesachar Edim. Since he admitted he has none, there is a concern that he forged the raya or he hired false edim to testify on his behalf. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees and says these proofs are valid because ma ya'asezeh shloha yideya sheshle edim amatsa edim loha yideya sheshle raya amatsa raya. Perhaps he did not know that he had a raya or edim, and now he found out that he does have them. Mishnah continues, however, ra'ash amischayiv b'din v'amar kirvu pleinu pleinu v'yaduni oishahitzi raya mitachas pundasai hareza in the klum. If the losing party realized that Bezdin would rule against him, and he quickly asked two people to testify for him, or he pulled out a document of proof from his pouch, even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agrees that these proofs are worthless. Because Shekivin Shal Yideya Behen Va'amar Ainli, Tadei Shakranim Heim. Since he did know that he had a Raya or Edim, and he denied having them, they're definitely false. Rabbi Rav Huna concludes that in the first case, Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and L'achar Shleishim Yoyim, Seisr, because Deloy Omar Ainli, he did not deny having any proofs. However, in the second case, halacha kedivrei chachamim, and amar einli raya ulachar zman hevi raya hareza in the klum, because the amar einli, he denied having any proofs. He relates a case of an orphan child who was summoned to Bezdin for his father's debt, and he said, einli, I have no proofs. And Rav Nachman found him liable. But then people heard him crying and told him, anan yedinim b'mila davuch, we're familiar with your father's affairs, and they testify that he does not owe this debt. Upon which Rav Nachman ruled, here even the Chacham agree that the Edom are valid and there is no concern for Sheker because a child is not expected to know about his father's affairs. Similarly, if Bo Edom in Medina Sayam, if witnesses came from overseas, or if his father's papers were being held by another person, he can bring these proofs because he was not expected to know about these proofs. The Gemara continues, Ki Asra Avdim Amr Rabbi Yechanan, if a person has a claim against a tough person, and therefore he wants to take the case to a superior but farther Beis Din, where his opponent would be embarrassed to defy them, while the opponent wants to take the case to the local Beis Din and avoid travel, he can compel his opponent to travel to the superior Beis Din. His student, Rebbe Lazar, asked to him, Rebbe, Mishin Eish B'chaver Mana, Yitzi Mana Al Mana? In a claim of only one mana, why should someone spend a mana in travel expenses in order to collect a mana? Therefore, Rabbi Lazar concluded, he's compelled to appear only at the local bezin, but he cannot be compelled to travel to the farther bezin. However, a woman who requires hibum or chalitza is compelled to travel to the location of the brother so that he should perform chalitza to allow her to marry, because the pasuk states, the word iroi implies v'leizikne ira, the bezin of his city, but not of her city. Amir made the following distinction. If the borrower makes a claim against the lender, he can only bring the case before the local bezin, and he cannot compel the malva to incur expenses to travel to the superior bezin. However, if the lender makes a claim against the borrower, he can compel the loiva to travel to the superior bezin, because the pasuk states, "Ever loiva ish malva," a borrower is bound to pay the lender as a slave to his master. Anulach Perek Zeboyer, we have Baruch Hashem completed the third perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, and in the next year we'll begin the fourth perek, Echad Dinei Mamonos, Be'ezras Hashem.